Abram and Sarai were old enough to be great grandparents. They were 90 years old and 100 years old. But they had never had any children. So there was no grandchildren and no great grandchildren. It was just Abram and Sarai. One day, God appeared to Abram. And Abram was so awestruck and overwhelmed that he fell right down on his face to the ground. And he listened while God said, "Abram, I'm changing your name. It's going to be Abraham from now on. And you are going to live according to my way and do what is good and right in my sight from now on." And Abraham was amazed, and he didn't say anything. And then God said, "Also, I am going to make of you and Sarai, ancestors of many nations." You're going to have so many descendants, nobody will be able to count them. It'll be like trying to count the stars or trying to count the grains of sand on the seashore. And Abraham thought to himself, "That seems a little strange, considering I never had any children with Sarai. How can it be that I'm going to be an ancestor of so many people that nobody can count them?" And God must have known what Abraham was thinking, because God said, "Also, I'm changing Sarai's name. It's not going to be Sarai anymore. It's going to be Sarah. And in a year from now, you and Sarah are going to have a baby." Well, Abraham, who's still laying with his face to the ground out of respect and reverence to God, hears this and thinks, I'm 100 years old. She's 90. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, that we're going to have a baby. How could that be? And he couldn't help himself. He started to laugh. And God said, "I'm not kidding, actually. You and Sarah will have a baby. And if you want to, you can name this baby Isaac, which means laughter. But my promise is true and will be fulfilled. Isaac will be the ancestor of many nations, a great nation." And so it was, exactly 1 year later, Isaac came into the world. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for reminding us through this story that when your promises come true in our lives, it is a time of great joy and even laughter. We give thanks for the way you bring blessings into our lives. Amen.